Hey guys, it's Izzy here. That's right, Izzy. Back in action, along with Gene.
I'm also here. Not really getting any action, per se.
Well, but you know, Gene really never left. I was kind of out of the picture for a while, but, you know, I'm back. I'm on the rack. So, we're going to... It's good times. That's right.
No, the rhyme. It's good rhyme.
Back on the rack. Yeah. It's from Slim Shady, you know.
Oh, that's right.
I listen to him so much because I love his voice.
Yeah.
No. All right. I'm back. It's been a long time.
April?
Been a long time.
April was our last show?
5 months.
Something like that?
Yeah. But we're back due to numerous requests. And, from so many people.
Yeah, all the people.
So we're just going to talk about what's been going on with us, because, you know, it's what we generally do. People care about that, because they like us. But, alright, so, past, you know, few months, got my girlfriend and stuff, and...
Elise.
Things have been
going
well.
Her
name's Elise.
And I don't think we've established this, because it's been so long, but I like Elise a lot. We kind of ragged on her a little bit in the last episode. That was really so long ago.
Oh my god, I know. When we were first going out.
It was just when you guys first started.
So much has happened.
It's mind-boggling, really. Elise, she's actually a really cool person. It's too bad she died.
I know. I was crying about it earlier, but I'm not going to cry about it.
I really didn't want to bring it up in the show.
It's just...
but yeah. I find it so funny.
Woo! Alright, but, okay, so my girlfriend actually went to college instead of dying. It was, you know, choice A, college, choice B, death, and she chose college. So I'm proud of her. She's in Arkansas in this little university called Harding University in Searcy, Arkansas.
Which, I did my research, doesn't really exist.
It does, you just have to, you know, look really closely.
What actually happened was she drove through Arkansas and she saw a cardboard box named Harding.
Very, very close to this. It's actually the number 2 nursing school in the nation. She wants to be a nurse and make a lot of money so that I don't have to work anymore, you know, if we ever, you know, make the big hitch in the future.
Right. Which is interesting that you say that, because as looking onto your hand on the left...
My finger, yes. We got each other these little rings. It's not so much of an engagement ring as it is a I have a girlfriend, get the fuck away from me ring.
Right.
And that's the whole concept behind it.
And, you know, your ring is symbolic of...
Of I have a girlfriend, get the fuck away from me.
And furthermore, the symbolism behind the ring is what?
It's like having a cock ring on my finger. I don't really know what you're getting at, man. We didn't discuss this before the show.
Yeah, I know. I was just looking at it. I like the cock ring slide, though. Okay. That was good.
She's in this little town, in this really nice school. Well, the thing about this school is, when her mom went there 20-some-odd years ago, there was nothing around it. Nothing at all. And now, a bunch of black people have moved in. You know?
As they tend to do.
There's dirty type of black people, not your average, that, you know, thieving black people. I'm talking the Arkansas black people. Upon her first week there, she's been approached by numerous guys hitting on her. One time a guy followed her around in his car for 10 minutes honking at her, and stuff like this, and her being so far away is a little...
I haven't heard this before. This is new to me.
Yeah, saving it. We've made the decision that she's going to transfer to Texas Women's University next year, which is a much better school, much better area.
We've made the decision.
Me and just not, it really didn't have anything to do with me, but I was a big factor in her deciding that.
Alright.
The school she goes to is also a big Christian university. And I, being, you know, Christian myself, can understand this. But I'm a little bit different than the normal guys. You know, I can say fucking shit.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas
that's what I love about you.
At this university, she said crap one time, and a guy accused her of swearing and said not to do that. This is this type of place. This is the freaky wicky wacky.
Can't watch an R-rated movie or whatnot.
You literally can't actually have R-rated movies at that school. Yeah. Which, you know, I gave for South Park the movie to take there because...
That was stupid.
I made the decision from the first time I heard about this school that I should never go there. Because I would go wearing a shirt that said, abortion is good, it gives me food. You know, with my Satan horns.
Yeah.
Walking up to the principal and asking him if he's accepted Lucifer as his Lord and Savior. And either his head would explode or I would eternally combust. I haven't really figured out what exactly would happen.
The physics behind it, mind-boggling.
But yeah, so it's a strange school, to say the least. But, it's interesting. It's interesting. So never go there.
It's really hot.
It is hot.
Reminds me of a school that one of my friends is actually going to. They have homecoming dance. Right.
Uh-huh.
They don't have a football team. Mm. But at this dance, you're not allowed to dance. It's forbidden.
It's forbidden to dance at the dance.
At the dance.
Right.
I think allowed to walk.
Just as Jesus would have wanted it.
Yeah. See. Jesus. Not too keen on the dancing.
It's like
on Family Guy where Jesus turns the wine into funk.
That was excellent. Sacrilege at its greatest.
I love it. I can't get enough of it, actually.
Yeah, so Gene, also just getting back from Virginia, or wherever.
It's a state.
It was.
So they tell me.
Yeah, but it's some interesting experiences. I'll cut over to him and let him explain it to you guys.
Yeah, okay. Well, basically, my mom lives in Virginia, and every summer I go and visit her because, you know, I'm a good son, and I want her money for college, mostly.
Yeah.
But, I was there for, it's about 3 weeks, and, in that time... It's plain to see that her neighborhood is, well, trash, to really put it bluntly. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I can get more blunt than trash. Unless maybe I put, like, anal trash in front of it.
That would be more appropriate.
Do you have a comment there about that?
Well, I know exactly where Jane's coming from, having killed several of these trashy people myself. They are really, you know, made of trash. Well, in some cases, anal trash. Yeah.
To put it in a little bit more perspective, within I guess probably a 40-foot walk, there's a strip club, just down the street in the residential area.
And not a gentleman's club. This is like
no. This is a
This
is XXX with boobs.
You're not talking a firm, well-toned body. You know, hot women. You're talking the
bad kind.
The podunk saggy, knees banging around the boobs. You know, floppy, cream filled.
Let's end that there. But in the 3 weeks that I was there, I guess 3 or maybe 4 days into the trip, SWAT actually came out along with about a dozen police cars. apparently some guy had barricaded himself in his house with drugs and little children and
children.
Guns.
Yeah, and I'll vouch for this. Gene told me, you know, right after it happened, so it's true.
Drugs, little children, and guns apparently are not a good equation for the local police department.
Cop walks up to you. How's it going? Have a hostage situation? You know, you don't point a gun at him.
Yeah.
It's just not smart.
You don't do that. And anyway, it lasted about a day, I guess. Apparently the guy got shot. Apparently they shot him down.
Good.
But
that's what I would have done.
Yeah. Apparently this isn't even the first time it's happened. It actually happened the year before when I was there too on the other side of my house.
Yep.
So that was great too. They shot him then as well. But it actually lasted 3 days.
3 days.
Way back then.
Dude, Gene, you should have stepped in.
I kind of wanted to.
That could have been your moment.
I kind of wanted to be honest. I had a rock.
Did you?
That I was going to throw out.
bug in my face. Cool. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it was actually kind of funny watching you almost blurt your tongue out like that.
It would have been funny, too.
Kind of erotic, actually. Yeah, and then the day that I left, or the day before I left, the big hurricane came through.
That's right. Yeah, the big hurricane's going on, disrupting, you know, all the conventions and whatnot.
Apparently a lot of people are getting wet.
Wet? Oh, yeah. God, no.
Yeah, that's what I said. Please.
The wetening.
Please, not the water. So yeah, a couple people are stepping in puddles, and some people are getting upset. But no, it actually is a pretty serious deal. I was very fortunate. Just down the block from where my house was, maybe a block away, maybe two, cars were completely submerged into water.
Why'd they do that? Why'd they submerge the cars into water?
I don't know. They were dirty cars, I guess.
Dunked the car like an Oreo.
Yeah, it was kind of like an Oreo, except they did not eat it.
Oh.
They just left it.
That's a waste, man.
To soggy.
It's like when you drop the Oreo in the milk at the bottom, and you really don't want to stick your fingers into the milk.
But
so you continue dunking the rest of your Oreos, and by the time you finish your milk,
you just drink
there's
it.
Just like this soggy, gooey, crumbly Oreo substance on the bottom.
Now what do you do? You just drink it down?
Oh, I drink it down.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes, you know, I have to, like, dig around with my finger on it. It's kind of grody.
That's pretty gross. Anyway, so yeah, I guess that was about it. I thought it was pretty funny. It didn't affect my flight at all.
Man, that's weird.
There were a lot of trees.
It's because they don't care about your life.
It seemed like that.
Yeah.
And actually, the plane that I came down on, when it lands, it's kind of a small plane, and it actually nosedives. It goes straight down.
Sweet.
I didn't really think that was that great.
I would have thought it was great. So yeah, well, as our sponsor puts on the page, we like to talk about geeky stuff.
Sometimes.
Gaming and everything, so I think this is our moment to shine. Because I have acquired, as of yesterday, Counter-Strike Source. The mother lode of supreme upgrady gamey goodness. It would melt in my mouth if I could eat it. It's truly everything we thought it could be. I mean, at least for me, because, you know, I really think it's awesome. The graphics are superb, the physics are great, and it still gives you that one-of-a-kind Counter-Strike feeling.
I was playing through it a couple hours today, I guess. I like it. It feels a little slow to me, unresponsive. It could just be, you know, we're getting like 40 frames.
Yeah, it's in beta, so the frame rates are rather slow on regular dust, but if you guys go to various Counter-Strike websites, you can download, you know, modded maps. Maps other than the DE dust that comes with it, I was getting, you know, good 150 frames a second.
Hey, watch when I do this. Real quick, take a quick break right here. Watch when I do this. I mute my microphone.
Way down.
Okay, and now it's back up. And down. And back up. Isn't that weird? I think it's picking up the air conditioning. And your mic isn't.
Okay. Alright, well, that was a break.
As a break, we'll edit that out. Maybe we'll probably end up keeping it, I think. Every time we say we're gonna edit something out, we never actually do.
It's because we're lazy bastards.
Yeah, especially when Isaiah makes me edit everything. But I think he's gonna have to do it now because he has the software.
Yeah. What is it? What's that guy's name that you gave me? Uberlito.
Uberlito. Kizzle. Kizzle does that.
A shout out to Kizzle for Shizzle. He's you know, he talked about us, so now we're going to talk about him a little bit. You know, I've known this guy for nigh on, you know, 2 or 3 hours, and I've already formed some pretty strong opinions. In my experience with Kizzle, I've found him to be homosexual, relatively smelly at times. And, full of shit. Which, you know, comes from being homosexual and smelling.
Yeah. I know. I talk to him occasionally on instant messenger programs. And the thing that I seem to get the most from him is that this guy is, kind of lonely. He needs a girlfriend.
Well, he does his radio show alone.
Well,
he's like the Rush Limbaugh of hackers.
Except not.
Yeah, but Rush Limbaugh like knows what he's talking about.
No.
Has a well-planned-out show.
What this guy does is he goes on to Slashdot, he makes a couple copy and pastes, and then he talks about it on a show, which... Sorry, but we've already read Slashdot. I don't think that we need any kind of opinions, but apparently he's changing formats, and there's some respect in that, changing formats.
He at least does a show every once in a while,
us. I think the next episode he's going to put out is episode 15, where, episode 7, and we've been running, twice as long as he has, so...
Yeah, well, this will be 8.
This will be 8. All right, sorry. It's been this long.
Yeah, it's been a while, but, sit back in action. Squizzy Radio. The Mad Skills.
I am feeling good.
Yeah.
Feeling real good. I think it's because of this place.
Probably the pot.
We've moved the studio.
We have. We are now in my posh upper class.
Yeah.
Moving on up to the east side apartment.
This is a nice place. We got assorted leather couches.
Oh, yes.
Several game systems.
Big screen TV.
Well, sort of.
Talking, we got every game system you guys can think of.
Oh, you got it.
Ranging from the Commodore 64, Amiga 128, yeah. Atari 128, Atari 64.
It's
you
all
name
there.
It, we got it.
Pretty much. It's all here, and I'm kind of envious.
Gene is envious. I was showing him... my roommate John's collection of computer games and stuff from back in the day. We're talking Space Quest, every one of them. King's Quest, every one of them. The Dig. Quest for Glory.
And
Monkey Island.
We've all played most of these games, but the impressive thing is that John actually has complete copies in boxes with instructions.
Yeah, he has every box to every game that he owns, and he has all of them. Name it, Day of the Tentacle.
It's
Maniac Man.
It's impressive.
It is.
I'll give him that.
He's a madman. I mean, he's been collecting it. He's 27 years old, by the way, so he's got a little bit on us in time, but he's got that collection, and it's good to have him as a roommate to use him for his stuff, mostly.
Yeah, I can see how that definitely would have its benefits. Alright, I guess we're going to move on to our next topic here, which is...
Gene's giving me the eye. It looks like he's thinking of something kind of crafty.
Well, what I was actually doing was motioning towards you that this is where you need to cut in and bring in the next topic, whatever it might be.
No, because you don't have any more ideas.
I don't have anything else.
Welcome to Squizzy Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Home of no ideas. We got some good DVDs out now. Aqua Teen Hunger Force season 2.
Yeah, I've been watching that. We're gonna finish that.
Yeah, we're gonna finish it up. Finish it up. Right.
I'd like to do that.
Sex?
No. Go ahead.
I don't want to do that.
I'm just not.
Oh, okay. Why even over here?
Sometimes I ask that question, and the answer that I keep coming up with is mostly to get away from Christina, the fucking whore.
Christina, I've got two words for you. You're such a fucking bitch. And we all hate you. I've seen what you've done to Gene. And, frankly...
Ooh, that's nasty.
I think you're a bitch. I don't even know really Christina at all.
I think you met her maybe one time.
I met her one time, and from what I saw, she was kind of a stuck-up, pompous whore.
Well, the real problem with Christina is that she's so completely and totally awesome that I hate her.
She's not awesome.
Well, the problem... basically, what happened is I met this girl at a land center. No less. And
give her props for that.
Yeah, it turns out we had mutual friends, and from that day, she has been nothing but problems for me. From the very beginning, and we're not going to go into details, but, you know.
I think we are, though.
All right, I guess we're going to go into some details.
We're going to go into some of those.
All right, well, basically, it started off with her not keeping promises. She was going to, you know, hang out with us a lot. She never did. Always had an excuse. And apparently a legitimate excuse, but... Yeah. Doesn't change anything. I ran into her a few more times at a party, and I may or may not have been consuming alcohol. And
I think you were. I distinctly remember you jumping onto me humping my crotch region.
What?
While I was running around the house, because Gene weighs about 30 pounds, so I was running around, swinging back and forth while Gene clings on to me with monkey-like ability. And just swinging back and forth, Gene, get off me! Oh, Isaiah,
that's not,
give
not
me
what
more.
Happened. What happened was I jumped onto Isaiah, and then he started making a slapping motion with his arm
Lies.
On my back, and I just rolled with it. I thought we were.
I think what it actually originated from is that we. I figured out how light Gene actually was, and I started swinging him around me, kind of like nunchuck style.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing, like, nunchuck Gene, like, swinging around and stuff, and, you know, kind of like that swing dancing crap. Because we were drunk, I mean,
yeah.
What are you going to do? But I figured out it was really light, so I decided we were going to try it again. But instead, Gene latched his legs around me and started swinging his hand around in the air like he's in some kind of rodeo show, as my girlfriend and many of my close friends are watching me just sobbing.
Yeah, so anyway, getting back to the point.
Yeah.
So it was at that time where Christina had actually, I think, blown me off a couple times, and I think I blew her off a couple times just to make a point. But she was supposed to come over and watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force with me, because I had just acquired the new volume, Volume 2. And unfortunately, you know, she didn't come over. She later told me that she wasn't going to come over because, you know, she liked me so much.
It's a fucking sob story, Gene.
Yeah, it really sucks. Yeah, she liked me so much, apparently, that she didn't trust herself with me alone. Because she has a boyfriend, and apparently she doesn't want to risk that relationship right now.
Gene.
Anyway, long story short. You're the fucking one that said that you wanted to go into detail, so yeah. I don't want to hear
it. Take your time, go ahead.
And, so...
Before I make fun of you.
And, so... Yeah, long story short, I fell for her. She claims that she fell for me, but she's not wanting to put herself in a risky position where she could get hurt. It's my personal and professional opinion that she played me from the start, and so basically I had to stop talking to her, which was probably one of the hardest things I've done since Isaiah's dad.
I was waiting for it.
Yep. It was coming.
Alright, Gene.
It was coming.
All right, man.
Anyway, 9 days and counting of Christina free, so I'm feeling pretty lonely, actually.
Alright.
So I think I'm
gonna butt in right here. I'm gonna go ahead and
tears.
Say some words. For those of you who have been listening to Gene rant, or rather not listening to him, he
crying.
He's been talking about his girl situation.
I sob.
And Gene, I'm gonna fucking stab you in the face.
With what? With what?
With my cock. In the eye. You're gonna have eye cockinitis.
That
is
that
not
up.
Something that you want.
You just made that up. Just
all right. So Gene's been talking about this girl, right? This the past time, because most of you probably went off and did something else while he's talking about it. And I just want to say that Gene, she's a girl, man.
Yeah.
The thing is, you're 17. You have no experience with women at all.
Mostly because I keep getting sucked into these horrible relationships.
Right. But this is the way girls are. Always. They're the elite few.
I don't know what to say other than that I know this is cliche, but she just seems different.
Yeah.
seem different.
They always do. Yeah. That's why you can never let your guard down. For all you listeners out there, when you find yourself in a position with a girl where she seems really cool, you know, she might even play video games like Christina and whatnot.
Christina doesn't play.
Yeah, she
just loiters.
Yeah.
Drive me crazy.
Hangs around. You find yourself in a position like Gene, yeah, where you find yourself thinking about this girl all the time who has another boyfriend and would rather be with him than you.
Yeah.
This is really more directed towards Gene than our listeners. So she has another boyfriend and would rather be with him, yet you still pursue this girl, even talking to her, having conversations with this person who has clearly chosen someone above you. And this is probably a fairly common affair.
It seems
nowadays.
To be. It's happened.
And
a lot to both of us, even.
If you would just stop being such a pussy.
Yeah.
And stop bitching about it.
Well, that's what I did.
What you need to do is you take the bitch by the hair.
No, this is where the advice goes sour.
All right. You take her by the hair.
I was really expecting a retraction of some sort there.
You push her down on the ground. You knock her out.
Is that what happens?
Yeah. You have sex.
Maybe.
So I've had to do it multiple times.
It's
the only way to get through to him. After burying
them
in the backyard. Finally, they get the point.
I just don't think that's really my style. I think maybe hanging upside down in the closet with razor blades. Might be a little bit more appropriate in this situation.
Gene, you're a refined gentleman of the highest caliber.
I have a very strict moral conduct that I like to adhere to.
Yeah. Alright, so there's Gene's little rant about Christina.
I don't know what else
had to get it out.
I can say. I like her, but I hate her.
For those of you who have had girlfriends before and have been crapped on, this is all the same old stuff you've heard. And the whole point of this segment really is for you to realize that Gene and I are people too, and Gene is just a less of a person than I am.
And because
of this, and I think the main reason for this is that Gene doesn't have any money.
Yeah.
So we will be adding a donate link to the site, and you can send Gene money.
That would be great.
To make him more like Izzy.
You think she'd go out with me if I had a lot of money?
If you had more money, I can guarantee you she would have. You would be tapping it right now.
That would be fantastic.
That 16-year-old.
She
110-pound.
She is the
5'6" red-headed chick with absolutely no sexual experience. I can guarantee you, none at all.
Yeah, see, Edmund doesn't know Christina.
I don't.
In the slightest.
I doubt it. Highly.
I'm not gonna really go into that, except that when I say that she's a whore, I don't mean it insultingly. I mean it as a matter of fact.
Okay, we'll see.
She's.
I don't like to let myself believe that there are 16-year-olds out there doing this.
Yeah, it's. What they do is they. They take in people like me, and then they have sex with everyone else but me. So it's it really kind of sucks. But let's move on because this.
Okay,
this
we're
is
gonna
just
have to wrap it up here.
A boner is all that's done.
For you ladies out there, I'm sitting pretty close to Gene.
I need to kill this bug.
And it's true. Getting one. Now he's touching himself.
No, I was not.
Stop
I was,
doing that, Gene.
I was.
Put your clip. Don't take your pants off, Gene. Gene, put your pants back on, man.
That's not what I was looking for, right?
Oh, God.
Right.
Oh, God, no.
Two in the butt. Alright, so I guess we're going to go ahead and wrap this up.
Yeah, so, well, glad to be back.
Yeah,
Me and Gene are going to go watch some Aqua Teen.
I do this more often, I think.
Yes, definitely more often, and definitely more practice from here on out.
Oh, yeah.
More witty banter. Yes. Expect much more witty banter from the Izzy and this. SQ, now known as Angel, but for the sake of the show, we're going to keep it.
It's SQ. All up in the air. I'm going by SQ Lover Angel right
SQ
now.
Lover Angel.
You know, it's all just a matter of me hating Christina. Really, is what it is.
Excellent.
I hate her. On that note, I think we're going to go ahead.
Thanks, guys. Good to be back. Super doing cool.